Good morning, good morning. You're here today with Disrespectfully Respected, and we are on a new topic, a topic called manipulation and how we feel about manipulation.
Today we have a special guest, Gianni, with us.
Hello.
All right, so Gianni, what do you think manipulation is? Like
when you're in a relationship and they just I don't know.
What I think manipulation is, like, they're using an excuse so you can stay with them. Like, for instance,
they play victim.
Yeah, they play victim. Like, oh my God, you're doing all this to me, and you are trying to leave me. What happened when you did this and I stood around? Like, they try to use things in the past to keep you to stay in a toxic relationship.
Absolutely. I feel like manipulation is it's a big thing today. People manipulate in many different ways. And topic of today with manipulation is mostly in relationships because it's a big deal. Like when people manipulate people into doing things, the way that they use their words, people even use their body to manipulate people. It all comes in a big size category of manipulation. But why manipulation is such a thing? And sometimes we don't even know it. And manipulation comes in love bombing. It comes in word manipulation. It comes in using people. A lot of stuff has to do with manipulation. And, you know, with the younger people today, I see it a lot, you know. I have younger adults that I'm raising, and I see manipulation in relationships that they have, even friendships that they have. And it's ridiculous, and it needs to be stopped because you don't have to manipulate to get your way. You don't have to do things to have somebody to contour to what you're liking or what you want them to do. But instead, we should be able to validate things without manipulation, receive our way without manipulation, you know, because manipulation really isn't needed. You don't have to manipulate. Why manipulate? Where is it getting you? And why are people doing it?
People should be allowed to their opinion. People should be allowed to disagree with anything that you're saying. And sometimes you just have to be okay with it. You can have your own opinion, but you shouldn't manipulate somebody into doing something that they didn't want to do before. And then you talk them into doing something. You shouldn't do that.
Exactly. And people shouldn't manipulate, not even yourself, into doing what someone else wants you to do. Because people also manipulate people to do what they want them to do. To make them think that what they want them to do is the right thing to do. But all in all, manipulation is wrong. It should not be done in any form or any way. And we need to not manipulate people. And sometimes people do it unconsciously. They don't understand what manipulation is until it is explained to them. And it got to stop. It has to stop. It has to stop. Manipulation has to stop. There's better ways to convince somebody or to get your way in certain situations. Because love is love. And love does not manipulate. It does not hurt. It does not cast stones. It does not pass judgment. It's just love. So let's not manipulate. Let's work to be better people and help each other. Like I said in my previous episodes, let's be good for each other. Let's enlighten each other. Let's be positive with our lives and be conscious of how we are treating people. Be conscious of how we could be manipulating someone, even if we don't mean to, even if we don't see that we are manipulating. And This has to, like I said, be duly noted for what it is. Stop the manipulation.
And what's it called? People in our age group, they try to manipulate you into doing things like having sex. Like, you could be like, oh, you want to come chill? And then you'll come on the type time like, oh, we're just chilling. Like, we ain't ready to have sex or nothing. And they'll try to manipulate you, like, oh, it's okay, you can trust me with your body, like, basically, like, yeah. Gelling off you, lying off you.
Or they make you feel childish for, if you don't want to have sex, they think that...
Like, you're a kid.
Yeah, you're a kid, and they make you feel like they belittle you if you don't want to be sexually active with them.
And to me, that has to do with them and their self-confidence in their self and how they feel that they could get their way. If you cannot be your truest self, if you cannot be real with people and you have to manipulate people, then you need help and you need to go inside yourself and heal yourself into being a better person, because manipulation is stupid and it's downright dirty and wrong, and people need to correct that. Because especially in our young women, you know, young women being manipulated not only by each other, by the things that are said. Even manipulation comes in a form of bullying. And this goes for adults and and younger adults. And like I said before, I'm focal point on the youth, the young people, especially our young women, because they need to be guided in a better direction to learn themselves and to not allow manipulation into their life, but also not to allow themselves to manipulate people in the wrong way or manipulate them in any way. You know, we need to be real with ourselves. And like I said, go inward and find the trueness in yourself and to find your shadow side and point out the dark things about yourself that you need to correct, because all of us have dealt with manipulation, whether we were the receiver or the giver. So that's all for today. I just wanted to give you guys a little morning talk, you know, about manipulation, so that maybe some of our youth are listening and they will hear what we have to say about the topics that we talk about. If you disagree or you have a question, please let us know. You had it with us, disrespectfully.
Respected.